So here's sort of this represented in a different way. So here we have a bunch of problem architectures. Here we have a bunch of machine architectures. And this is meant to compare message passing and a language like high-performance Fortran. So if I take message passing, then I'm defining an interface which is sort of here. So here we have the machine, here we have the problem. So that message passing is an interface that looks like the computer. And so message passing has the advantage it does all problems. So we sort of see the message passing is a way of mapping all problems but onto a programming model that looks like a computer. If we take something like a data parallel language, which actually, well, the original HPF was what I called synchronous problems, and hopefully it will be synchronous and the more dynamic, loosely synchronous problems. So that's up here. And so that's near a particular problem architecture, but it then is meant to map onto all machine architectures. So you have this sort of interesting structure of choices as to what type of representation you use.